先翻开圣经约伯记。
Let's first turn to Job.
约伯记十六章二十节。
Chapter 16, verse 20.
约伯记。
Job.
十六章二十节。
Job 16, verse 20.
我的朋友讥笑我，我却向神眼泪汪汪。
My intercessors, my friend, as my eyes pour out tears to God.
约伯这个时候啊，根据大家所读的哈，从约伯记的第二章一直到现在，我们就知道他身体呢陷于这种的疾病啊，很严重。
So from Job chapter 2 until here, we know that if we read that, these chapters, we know that his flesh is afflicted with diseases.
因为神任凭魔鬼攻击约伯，只要保存他的生命。
Because God allowed Satan to attack Job, but to keep his life safe.
我们都知道川普总统他要向一个校园的暴力组织宣战，那个暴力组织叫做 M13
And so Trump, President Trump is declaring war against M13 that are terrorists against schools, campuses.
那这个为什么叫做 M13 呢？ M13
And why do they call M13?
就是要加入这个帮派的人他必须要先接受这个帮派的成员十三分钟一直打乱打拳打脚踢十三分钟。
So this, the reason they call themselves M13 is in order for them to become a member of that organization, they will need to go through 13 minutes of beating.
那约伯也是在那种情况之下就任魔鬼这样子攻击。
So at that time, Job also allowed Satan to attack him.
只要留着他的生命。
As long as his life is kept.
在那种情况之下，他的三个朋友要去讥笑他，要笑他。
And so under that circumstance, his three friends continue to mock him.
当然，这三个朋友也是安慰他。
Of course, at the same time, they try to comfort him.
但是他们所安慰的话就是抓不到约伯的痒处。
But the comfort that they, the words of comfort that they said didn't really, was not effective.
所以他们越讲越讲，就好像是越讲越离谱。
So the more that they said, the more that they are not comforting him.
所以他们都对约伯呢就没有一个同情的心。
So they have no empathy towards Job.
因为他们只是现在被陷入在这种因果报应的理论里头。
Because they just talk about consequences.
因为就是认为约伯已经做错什么事情不是他做错，就是他的孩子得罪神。
Because they felt that whether it's either that Job have done something wrong or that his children have done wrong against the Lord.
所以约伯这个时候，可能他的眼泪都已经流光了。
And that's why Job said that his eyes pour out tears to God.
有一部基督教的电影叫做那神的很奇妙的恩典。
There's a
神迹，很奇妙的神迹。
There's a movie, a Christian movie called the title is called Miraculous Miracle.
那这个是描写有个小女孩小女孩她因为天生这个肚子肠胃这个消化不良。
And there was talking about this little girl that she has intestinal problem, gastro problem.
经常会肚子痛。
And so she often has stomach aches.
她经常晚上痛到必须要送急诊。
And oftentimes she has to be admitted to emergencies.
那送急诊，医生又检查不出什么毛病。
And when they go to emergencies, they couldn't find out what the problem is.
但这个孩子就是病情得不到治疗。
But this, the child continues to be in pain, and they can't do much about it.
这个女孩的妈妈是属于也是基督徒。
And so this little girl's mother is a Christian.
所以 很多的信徒也是指责他说你们一定是得罪神了你的孩子才会这样子的。
So many of her church members often accuse her that you must have done something wrong against the Lord, that's why your child is suffering.
所以这个孩子的妈妈她就很伤心了。
So this mother, the child's mother was very sorrowful.
孩子的妈妈就决定了不再去那个教会了。
And so she decided not to go to that church anymore.
因为没有人安慰她，反而是责备她。
Because no one is comforting her, rather they all accuse her, accusing her.
所以当时约伯就上了棚，就出这种情形。
And so that similar situation happened to Job.
所以约伯说啊，我却向神的眼泪汪汪啊。
That's why Job says, "My eyes pour out tears to God."
但眼泪汪汪就表示他伤心得很。
When he says that pouring out tears to God, it means that he was in deep sorrow.
那我们来看看一些眼泪汪汪的人啊，他们的感受怎么样？
Let's look at some of other examples that they pour out tears to God.
为什么会导致他们眼泪那么多了？一直的流。
Why did they tear so much that that they pour out their tears?
啊，请看以赛亚书十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 15.
以赛亚书十五章。
Isaiah 15.
以赛亚书十五章的第三节
15:3
以赛亚书十五章第三节
15:3
他们在街市上都束腰麻布在房顶上和宽阔处举个哀嚎眼泪汪汪
In verse 3 in the streets they wear sackcloth on the roof in this public square they all wail prostrate with weeping
好，那我们看这个十五章的标题啊，这个十五章的开始的标题是说预示，这预告摩押必覆亡并灭亡。
This is the title of this chapter is a prophecy against Moab.
主要在形容他们的国家被灭亡，那人民的反应。
And this is to describe that the destruction of Moab, that the entire country was in ruin.
那所谓的灭亡就是他们的财产啊，他们的房子也会被敌人没收啊，说变成敌人的。
And so when he described that the country in ruin, meaning that their entire country is being captured by their enemy and all their wealth is plundered.
他们一辈子啊，他们一生很辛劳哈，很辛苦所赚来的财物。
All the wealth that they have accumulated in their life, under their labor,
早出晚归，一直工作着。
That they labor day and night,
啊，流汗。
They have sweat,
才赚那么一点点。
To earn that little money,
啊，现在他们所积蓄的全部要落入到敌人的手中啊。
And all their wealth that they accumulated now gets plundered by their enemies.
所以你看。有眼泪的可能是流到没有眼泪的。
So that's why they wail and they tear and weep, prostrate with weeping.
所以形容啊，他们眼泪汪汪，他们哀嚎。
That's why they wail and cry.
惨不惨呢？
Isn't that sad?
好，那我们再来看耶利米书哈。
Let's then turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书十四章。
Jeremiah chapter 14.
十四章十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 17.
耶利米书十四章十七节。
Jeremiah 14, verse 17.
你要将这话对他们说啊，愿我眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息，因我百姓受了裂口破坏的大伤。
Verse 17, speak this word to them, let my eyes overflow with tears night and day without ceasing.For my virgin daughter, my people, has suffered a grievous wound.
好，那这个大伤是什么呢？
What is this grievous wound?
啊，大伤不是跌倒受伤啊。
It's not just that they fell and they hurt themselves.
这个大伤是十四章哈，那个题字那个题目啊，前面有个题字很大字。
And this wound is referring to this chapter, the title of this chapter.
说预言哈，预告犹大要荒旱。
It prophesied that Judah is to be in drought.
那荒旱的话就没有收入啊，没有谷物，没有收成啊。
That they will be in famine, that they will have no reaping.
那大家就会饿着肚子啊。
And they will be in hunger.
啊，大人没东西吃，小孩子也没有东西吃啊。
That they will fall into famine.
所以整个国家都会衰败呀。
So the entire country will be in ruin.
这个时候不知道它多久。
And so they have no idea how long that's going to last.
所以你看这个是不是大伤啊？
And so isn't this a great wound, grievous wound?
所以耶利米呢，耶利米就是他能够体验这种百姓啊，落入到这种地步的痛苦。
And so Jeremiah was able to empathize with the people how they grieve for their wound.
所以他说，愿我眼泪汪汪，就是有这种怜悯的心肠啊。
And that's why he said, my eyes overflow with tears.
也就是说，将心比心啊，能够穿他们的鞋子来走走看。
He empathized with them. He understood their situations.
那约伯就眼泪汪汪。
And therefore, Job also his eyes flow with tears.
那有人说啊，
and there are some people said,
眼泪啊是神给受苦的人啊最好的礼物。
That tears is the best gift that God has given to those who are in sorrow.
因为有些时候痛苦啊、伤心啊，是这种情绪是很难用言语来表达的。
Because so oftentimes pain and sorrow is hard to describe with words.
啊，又很难以去告诉别人。
And it is also hard to tell other people about it.
因为那时候这个情绪啊、啊这种感情啊是。只能够流眼泪来宣泄。
Because oftentimes that feeling, that emotion could only be manifested with tears.
所以眼泪就是一个人在苦难当中啊，很有功效的一个出口啊，神赏赐给人的一个出口。
So this tears is actually an outlet, that God had given to people to.Show their emotions.
所以有些时候我们看到朋友在哭啊。
And therefore, so oftentimes we see people crying.
啊，尤其是女性。
Especially females.
那哭了以后说啊，不要哭啊。
And when they cry, we may say, "Don't cry."
啊，他就说没关系啊，我哭一哭就好了。
And they may reply that, let me just shed a few tears.
那我们都很替他紧张，说哎呀，你这样子大概是有什么伤心事啊。
And often we will, we might wonder what happened to them.
啊，他说哭一哭就好了，就表示说哭啊，眼泪真的就是一个人的情绪的宣泄一个出口。
So this crying is actually a way to relieve some of that sorrow and pain.
所以眼泪啊。哭啊，也不是说一个软弱的代表啊。
So tears might not represent a weakness.
那我们基督徒也不需要来压抑自己的，再怎么痛苦也说啊，不需要流眼泪啊，好汉啊不在人眼前掉眼泪。
And Christians, we don't need to suppress our tears necessarily.
因为神既然设计人啊会流眼泪。
Because God, since God have designed for us to shed tears,
那一定有它的功能啊。
Then there is a purpose to that tears.
我们看主耶稣也曾经流过眼泪啊。
We know that Jesus Christ also shed his tears.
所以流眼泪啊，掉眼泪啊，眼泪往往是人很自然本能的一种情绪的反应。
So tears, crying and tearing is a natural reaction.
那当然，我们流眼泪啊，向神流眼泪。
And so when we cry, when we tear, we tear to God.
像约伯，他对他的朋友流眼泪没用啊，因为他的朋友不能够安慰他。
Just like Job, when he cried to his friends, it's worthless because they cannot comfort him.
啊，所以流眼泪，眼泪汪汪，向神掉眼泪。
So when we cry, we pour out our tear to God.
我们看大卫哈，大卫他在苦难的时候啊，他说他是以眼泪当食物吃啊。
So we could also look at David when he was in suffering. He also mentioned that his tear is his food.
我们看诗篇的四十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 42.
诗篇四十二篇第三节。
Psalm 42 verse 3。
诗篇四十二篇的第三节。
42 verse 3。
他说：“我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，人不住的对我说：‘你的神在哪里呢？’”
David says, "My tears has been my food day and night, while men said to me all day long, 'Where is your God?'"
那他为什么会昼夜以眼泪当饮食呢？
Why did he why did he use his tear as his food day and night?
这个经文意思说，他流眼泪，流到那个眼泪收集起来，都可以当果汁来喝啊。
This means that he has shed so much tear that if he collected, he could actually drink it.
第五节
verse 5.
他说：“我的心啊，你为何忧闷啊？为何在我里面烦躁呢？”
It's at verse 5. David asks, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me?"
所以他一定是碰到很大的挫折，很大的伤心。
So we could see that his heart, his emotion was disturbed, greatly disturbed.
所以他就经常流眼泪了。
And that's why he shed tears.
但是他在流眼泪的过程当中，在困难的过程当中，他也体会到神会纪念他的眼泪。
But through his suffering, through his pain, he also experienced and understood that God will remember his tears.
我们请看56篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 56.
诗篇五十六篇的第八节。
Psalm 56 verse 8。
五十六篇第八节。
56 verse 8。
我几次流离啊，你都记述啊，你都记起来。求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的册子上吗
？Recall my lament. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record？
在困难当中。那大卫他觉得神会纪念他的眼泪的。
In his suffering, David knew that God will remember his tears.
神会纪念大卫他的每一滴的眼泪。
God will record every teardrops from David.
所以神能够了解大卫他的情绪。
And therefore, God knows how David feels at those times.
所以神并不是禁止人有情绪的反应。
So God does not forbid us to show our emotions.
人会生气，人会害怕。
Men will have anger, Men will have fear.
当然也会包括高兴啊。
And of course, including happiness too.
那这都是正常的情绪的反应。
These are all natural feeling or reflections.
神不禁止。
God will not forbid us to have these feelings.
但是呢，我们要向神呢，就是告诉神呢，我在生气，我在害怕。
But we need to let God know that I am angry, I am in fear.
我在伤心。
I am in sorrow.
所以我们每一个情绪啊，每一个情绪神都在看着。
So every emotion that we have, God knows.
神一直提醒我们不要害怕。
God keep on reminding us not to fear.
虽然害怕是人很正常的反应啊。
Although fear is a natural reaction too.
像大卫啊，他碰到被敌人追杀。
Just like David, when he was pursued by his enemies.
又是被他所爱的儿子追杀。
Or even to an extent, his own son was pursuing after him.
被他所敬爱、所服侍的王啊，扫罗王追杀。
And even his master, his King Saul was trying to harm him.
有些时候被自己最好的朋友出卖。
He was even betrayed by his best friend.
你说伤心不伤心呢
？Isn't that sorrowful?
当然他会掉眼泪的。
Of course he will shed tears.
他向神诉苦啊。
He cried to the Lord.
神纪念他每一个苦楚。
The Lord record all his tears.
神纪念他每一滴眼泪。
The Lord record every teardrops.
所以神不是不管了，神是。看着，看在心里头。
So God looked at it and he remembered it.
那忧伤痛悔啊的眼泪呢？神也不轻看。
And the tears of sorrow, God will not look at it lightly.
我们请看诗篇五十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 51.
五十一篇十七节。
51 verse 17.
十七节。
51 verse 17.
神所要的祭啊，就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心啊，你必不轻看。
The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise.
忧伤痛悔，当然也会掉眼泪。
So when we are broken in spirit and contrite heart, we will also shed tears.
大卫啊，甚至于他得罪神以后。
Even when after David had sinned against God,
他觉得很伤心啊,
he was in pain, he was in sorrow.
他就很懊悔啊, 他不应该犯那种错误啊。
He was in such regret that he had committed such a sin.
所以他整个晚上都在哭啊。
So the entire night he was crying.
哭到那个泪水啊都可以把床铺这个都浮起来。
He cried so much that his tears were even able to lift up his bed.
所以他不知道掉了多少的眼泪。
So we can imagine how much tears that he have shed.
但是呢，神看顾他。
But God have looked at after him.
神赦免他的过犯。
God have forgive his sin.
因为神呢必不轻看。
Because God will not despise.
我们看希西家哈，希西家王当神告诉他说，他要得病啊，快要死了。
When we look at King Hezekiah, when he was, when his body was afflicted with disease and he was about to die.
哇，人要死了，当然很伤心啊，说我不愿意那么早就离开世间啊。
And he at that time he didn't want to die so early.
那他要他的孩子，他要他的妻子啊。
He has his wife, he has his children.
所以他不愿意现在这个时候就离开世界。
And therefore, he didn't want to leave the world at the time.
所以他在边疆墙壁一直告诉神，一直祷告。
So he faced to the wall and he cried and wailed to the Lord.
然后他一直哭。
He cried to the Lord.
那我们看列王记下。
Let's turn to Second King.
列王记下二十章。
Second King chapter 20.
列王记下二十章
Second King chapter 20
列王记下二十章的第一节
Verse 1
那个时候希西家得病要死这个亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚就去见他说神如此说你当留一命于你的家因为你必死不能活了第二节
Verse 2
那希西家就转脸朝墙祷告神说所以我们这里一个重点就是听到这个消息以后呢，他就向神祷告。
After he heard of the news, and he turned to the wall and prayed to God.
他不但向神祷告，他还流了眼泪。
He not only prayed to God, but he shed his tears.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
你回去告诉我民的君希西家说，神主你主你主大卫的神如此说我听见你的祷告，看见了你的眼泪，我必医治你。到了第三日，你必上到神的殿。所以这里圣经记载说，不但是听见希西家王的祷告，同时呢，也看见了他的眼泪。
Here records that God have heard his prayer, but also seen his tears.
所以我们刚刚提到哭眼泪是人自然的反应。
So we do mention that tears is a natural reflection of our physical body.
所以神不禁止人这样做啊。
And so God will not forbid us to cry.
但是呢，我们在哭的时候
，But when we are crying,
不要只记得哭啊，还要记得祷告。
Don't just shed tears, but also remember to pray.
所以希西家王听到这个不好的消息以后。
So when King Hezekiah heard of his news,
他并不是只有哭啊,
he was not just crying.
他还面向墙的祷告。
He kneeled down, he faced to the wall and prayed.
他也很伤心的祷告。
He prayed sorrowfully.
所以重点是流泪，但是呢也要祷告。
So the important thing is we shed tears, but more important, we need to pray at the same time.
当时有一个被大家认为是一个有罪的女人。
And so there was a time when there is a sinful woman.
她就用主耶稣在的时候，她就拿着一瓶香膏告诉主脚，还用眼泪一直哭一直哭哭在主耶稣的脚上。
And he came to see Jesus, and he took a jar of oil, and he wept.And uses her hair to wipe the tears.
这个女人啊，被形容为有罪的女人呢。
This woman, everyone knew that she is a very sinful woman.
可能她这有罪，她什么罪我们不大清楚，但是反正就有罪，有罪呢，因为大家都知道啊。
And her sin seems to be known by many.
因为很多人可能认识她。
Because maybe many people know her.
啊，可能她做了哪些事情啊？但是也不是很光荣的事情。
And maybe she have done things that is shameful.
啊，所以每个人都知道。
And therefore, everyone knew about her sin.
因此，圣经称她为有罪的女人呢。
And that's why they describe her as a sinful woman.
啊，可是她主耶稣出现的时候。
And, but when Jesus came,
她就一直忏悔啊，就在主耶稣的脚前一直忏悔啊。
And she kept on repenting in front of the Lord, in front of her, Lord's feet.
啊，不但是悔改，而且呢，还表示感恩，先买了一瓶香膏来告主耶稣的脚。
And she even bought a jar of alabaster oil to the Lord.
用了她自己的头发啊，擦。干主耶稣脚上他的眼泪。
She poured the oil on the Lord's feet and uses her hair to wipe her tears and oils away.
所结果呢是主耶稣就赦免他的过犯了。
And with that, the Lord forgave her sin.
所以人犯罪以后
，So when a man of sin.
啊，圣经是鼓励我们要忧伤痛悔，要彻底的悔改。
The Bible encourages us to pray and to repent with tears.
那有些时候我们总是认为啊，这个啊有罪的人啊是很难得到神的赦免。
Then oftentimes we think that sinners is hard to receive forgiveness from God.
因为这个重点就是要忧伤痛悔，要彻底的悔改。
The important thing is the important lesson is that we need to repent in sorrow and in tears.
我们看对自己的罪的那种行为，对自己罪所带来的痛苦啊，像哭啊哭啊哭到流眼泪啊。
So with the sin, the pain that came with the sin that we have committed, that we need to use tears to repent.
而且不只是一滴眼泪啊。
But not just one drop of tear.
是眼泪汪汪。
But rather, we need to lots of tears.
要只要是哭到这种情形啊，在哭到这种情形。
To cry to that situation.
当神不轻看，神会赦免他的过犯。
So that God will remember and forgive our sin.
那圣经也说啊，流泪撒种的必欢呼说歌。
And those who cry in tears will reap in joy.
这个诗篇里面一句啊。名言呢？
This is a very good passage in Book of Psalms.
我们看保罗，他经常流着眼泪哦，啊，谦卑的服侍神呢。
Paul also shed tears in serving the Lord.
那服侍神就是包括服侍弟兄姐妹。
To serve God is also to serve brothers and sisters.
那服侍弟兄姐妹就是包括要劝告弟兄姐妹。
And to serve brothers and sisters is to encourage brothers and sisters.
好像我们在正道当中也是要劝告弟兄姐妹，大家要热心，要保持信心。
Just like in sermons that we encourage brothers and sisters to uphold our faith.
在患难当中要保持乐观。
That in sorrow, in tribulations that we need to have hope.
所以保罗他也经常流着泪水在服侍。
And therefore, Paul often served in tears.
可是这种呢，神会纪念他的眼泪。
God will remember those tears.
所以有罪啊，才有眼泪。
And so, you will have tears when you have sin.
那人类在犯罪以前啊，在伊甸园里头啊，没有眼泪的。
So when before we sin, in the Garden of Eden, there's no tear.
因为有罪以后，人就害怕。
Because after sin came into this world, we have fear.
啊，人在生活上要付出很多的劳力。
And that we have to labor in our life.
啊，从此以后人就变成有缺陷了。
And therefore, from that day on, we start to have iniquities.
所以有缺陷、有不足才会掉眼泪。
And when we have iniquities, then we shed tears.
啊，有无穷的欲望啊，才会有眼泪。
And when we have desires, then we have tears.
啊，有爱才有眼泪，有付出才有眼泪，像保罗一样。
And when we have love, when we have, sacrifice, and we have tears, just like Paul.
所以不管是哪种眼泪啊。
So what kind of tear it is.
啊，神都会看着。
That God will look at it.
我们请看诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
诗篇八十四篇。
84。
诗篇八十四篇的第五节。
Psalm 84 verse 5。
八十四篇第五节。
Psalm 84 verse 5。
靠您有力量，心中向往喜悦大道的这人变为有福。第六节
，verse six，
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷啊、变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。第七节
，verse seven，
他们行走呢，要力上加力，个人到喜悦呢来朝见神。第八节
，verse eight。
主万军之神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听。那这里那可能当时这些已经被掳在外邦的犹太人啊，他们要回到圣地耶路撒冷。
So here might describe the Jews that were captured and they were returning from their captive land.
那这一路呢，这一趟的旅程啊，是很辛苦的。
And this journey is actually very painful and toilsome.
因为他们走路要经过旷野地呀、啊。
Because they have to walk through wilderness.
要经过死荫的幽谷啊。
They have to walk through valley of death.
那个谷啊，是太阳照不到的地方啊。
And in that valley, it's dark.
那边没有便利商店，口渴的话，哎，没有水可以喝。
There's no convenience store. If they're thirsty, there's no water to drink.
要免麦当劳，肚子饿的话，哎，没有什么东西可以买来吃。
They're hungry. There's no food. There's no McDonald.
所以这一路真的是很辛苦啊。
So this journey is very toilsome.
所以他们称为流泪谷。
That's why they call it the Valley of Tears.
那为者是要到了那个西安那来见神呢、啊、
？The purpose is to go to Sinai to see God.
因为他们是从那边出来的。
Because they came out of Sinai.
他们要去那边见神。
So they have to go back to see God.
所以圣经说、啊、他们经过这个流泪谷、啊、可是神要叫这个谷、啊、变为泉源之地。
So the Bible says they pass through this valley of tears, but God will make it a place of springs.
所以没有经过这个谷的话，就不能够变成泉源之地、啊、
So if they do not go into this valley of tears, then it will not become a place of springs.
因此在耶利米书、啊、因为耶利米是被称为流泪的先知。
And that's why Prophet Jeremiah was also called the Prophet of Tears.
那耶利米在耶利米哀歌他说这个年轻的时候负轭是好的。
And Jeremiah in the Lamentation mentioned that it is good for us to bear our yoke when we're young.
那这个负轭呢就是好像被什么东西套住被什么东西绑住。
This yoke is a burden. It's bound on us.
因为这个逃不掉，你就是要这段旅途、这段过程当中，就是一定要负轭来犁田呢、啊。
This passage, this toil, you need to bear this yoke, through this passage.
所以它本身是很辛苦的。
And therefore, it is toilsome.
那耶利米说这是好的。
But Jeremiah said this is good.
那为什么是好的呢？
Why is
因为假设不经过这个流泪谷的话，这个就不能够变为福泉呢、啊、
？Why is it good? Because if you don't pass through this valley of tear, then it will not become a blessed place.
也就是说，没有付出的话，就没有收获。
That means that if you don't make your effort, then you will not reap your benefits.
没有耕耘的话，就没有收获。
If you don't plant and toil, then you will not harvest.
啊，可是耕耘的是很辛苦的。
But we know that planting and toil is very toilsome.
所以要怎么来增进来增加我们跟神之间的关系？
So how do we improve our relationship with God?
要怎么来领受我们从神那边所得的福气
？How do we receive this blessing that is waiting for us with God?
怎么样使这个谷啊变为是成为啊秋雨之福的谷啊
？How do we change this valley of tears into a place of spring and blessing?
那怎么样使这一条人生的旅途啊，能够力上加力。
And how do we make this journey into strength to strength?
那就是一定要经过流泪谷啊。
That we have to pass through this valley of tears.
没有什么选择。
There's no other selections.
所以我们
options
不管是哪一种的眼泪。
So no matter what kind of tears we have,
我们一定要付出。
We have to shed those tears.
我们就算没有付出的话，那我们灵性还是会停留在原来的地步。
If we don't make our effort, then we will maintain in that same place in our spiritual journey.
所以我们也要肯花时间跪下祷告。
So we need to make effort to spend time in prayer.
我们要个人跟神之间建立关系。
We need to establish our personal relationship with God.
那在这方面，只要是不付出的话，一定不会有什么收获的。
And if we don't make our effort in this, in prayer, then we will not reap our rewards.
那虽然是很辛苦，虽然是流泪啊。
And maybe we might shed tears.
要花时间花体力的。
That we have spent effort and labored.
神也知道大家的日子每天都过得很忙碌。
God also knows that we live a very busy life.
神也知道大家每天有做不完的事情啊。
God also knows that we have many things that we are unable to accomplish.
但神也要我们经过这个流泪谷。
But God also wants us to pass through this valley of tears.
因为经过流泪谷以后，后面那个是蒙福的谷啊。
Because after we pass that valley of tears, then it is a blessed spring.
啊，神也不愿大家来受苦。
God don't want everyone to live in sorrow and pain.
可是这一条路就是有流泪谷，也有福气的全谷福气的谷。
But this journey is start with a valley of tear, and then we'll come to a place of springs.
所以我们一定要有付出。
Therefore, we need to make our efforts.
那每个工作行业都是一样的道理。
It's the same in every job that we have.
要孩子在读书，在不这个不努力的话，也是不会有成果的。
Similar is as students, if we don't spend our effort, we will not see our rewards.
我们在工作上班也一样。
Same thing in our jobs.
你不努力工作的话，不会有什么成果。
If we don't work with efforts, then we will not see the results.
那我们要让教会能够增长。
And now, if we want a church to improve,
啊，大家不付出的话，也是不会有什么成果。
If we don't spend effort in church, then we will not see any results.
所以我们不管流着哪一种眼泪。
So no matter what tears we have,
神都答应要把我们擦干。
That God has promised that He will wipe away those tears.
啊，请看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelations.
启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
十七节。
17.
第七章十七节。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 17.
第七章十七节。
7 verse 17.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Verse 17, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
这个眼泪可能是因为我们得罪神，忧伤痛悔的眼泪。
These tears might be the tears of the reason for tears of sin that we have sinned against God.
还是因为我们人生啊各种困难的眼泪。
Or maybe just tears of our lively sufferings,
像大卫一样，
just like David,
还是像保罗在服侍弟兄姐妹啊所流的眼泪，爱心的眼泪。
Or maybe it's a tear similar to Paul, where he is serving brothers and sisters, a tear of love.
所以不管是哪种眼泪，
so no matter what kind of tears,
神会擦去我们一切的眼泪。
God will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
所以我们就不用害怕。
So we don't need to fear.
我们可以尽管到神的面前来。
We could come to the Lord.
虽然是行过这个流泪谷，
although we might go through the valley of tears,
但是后来我们能够承受神很多的福气。
But later we will receive many blessings from God.
圣经说，只要信，就要能够看到神的荣耀。
That Bible teaches us that if we believe, then we will see the glory of God.
所以我们走过这条人生的旅途啊，神都看得很清楚。
So when we walk through this journey of life, that God will see every step.
我们有痛苦的话，
if we have sorrow,
可以向神呢汪汪的掉眼泪，
we could cry to the Lord.
啊，神并不轻看。
We could pour out our tear and God will not despise.
神他会记得我们每一滴眼泪。
God will remember and record every tear.
同时神呢会擦干我们一切眼泪。
At the same time, God will wipe away all our tears.
啊，最后请看启示录二十一章。
Let's lastly turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章
，Revelation 21，
二十一章第四节
，Verse 4，
第四节
，Verse 4，
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪， 不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事已经过去了。第五节
，Verse five。
那做宝座的说法，看来我将一切都更新了。又说你要写上，因为这话是可信的，是真实的。
Verse four, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no mourning, crying or pain, for the old order things has passed away.He who has seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for those words are trustworthy and true.
为什么在这个地方没有眼泪，没有死亡，没有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛呢？
Why is it that there is no more death, mourning, crying, and pain in this place?
第五节哈，因为哈，神将这一切都更新了。
Because in verse 5, God said, I have made everything new.
所以这个是一个新天新地。
So this is a new earth and new heaven.
所以我们要靠着圣灵来更新我们的想法。
Then we need the Holy Spirit, rely on the Holy Spirit to renew our thinking.
我们可以把这个负面的情绪要变成一个正面的情绪。
We could change our negative thoughts into a positive thinking.
把危机要变成转机。
Danger into opportunity.
把流泪哭啊，把悲伤啊，变成喜乐。
To turn a valley of tear into valley of joy.
把忧愁变成平安。
From sorrow into peace.
因为神的应许已经摆在那里。
Because God's promise is already there.
神赏赐给我们应许的圣灵。
God have already given us the promise Holy Spirit.
那圣经说啊，这个能力要从上头下来。
And God's, the Bible says that this strength will come from above down to us.
要随着圣灵降下而来。
And it will come along with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就有能力来更新，来改变我们的想法。
Then we will have power to renew our thinking.
本来是一件让人伤心的事情。
We might encounter a sorrowful event.
那这件伤心的事情会让人让很多人掉眼泪的。
This sorrowful event may make a lot of people shed tears.
但是我们现在更新的。
But now we're transformed.
我们这样改变了，就改变一个充满感恩的心情。
We have transformed with a heart of thanksgiving.
因为我们相信。
Because we believe
啊，凡事都有神的旨意。
That there is a will of God in everything.
啊，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things will be in good, so that we all benefit.
所以我们相信流泪谷啊，一定会变成一个福谷。
And so we believe that the valley of tear will become a place of springs.
当我们心改变的。
So when our heart change,
我们就不再有批评，不再有抱怨。
Then we will not have complain. We will not grumble.
不再怀恨。
We will not have hatred.
我们的心呢、啊、是一个新天新地，全部都开的。
Because our heart is now with the new earth and new heaven, we open our heart.
好像古圣徒看到天开的。
Just like the saints of old, that they have seen the heaven open.
所以我们的心门也开的。
And so our heart is opened.
我们的心呢、啊、不再窄小。
Our heart is not narrow anymore.
好像这个心胸窄的话，这个心窄病，那就会心就会疼痛啊。
So it's just like if our heart is narrow, that we often might feel pain.
可是我们现在心开的。
But now if our heart is open,
就不会疼痛。
Then we will not feel pain.
不会有哭嚎。
We will not have a cry. We will not cry.
悲哀。
There is no more pain.
啊，神要擦去我们一切眼泪。
And God will wipe away all our tears.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise from God.
神当我们接受他以后，接受洗礼以后
，Once we accept Jesus, we receive the baptism.
神就已经擦干我们一切眼泪的。
That time, that moment, God have wiped away all our tears.
因为我们已经进到一个新天新地。
Because we have entered a new heaven and earth.
我们内心啊是要平静安稳的。
That we have peace in our heart.
所以我们要改变。
So we need to change.
求圣灵帮助我们。
We need to ask Holy Spirit to help us.
来更新我们的想法。
To transform our thinking.
不然就按照以西结书四十七章上面所记载的。
Or else it will be like Jeremiah chapter 47 says.
贤弟哈，那个贤弟啊，施的沼泽，他仍然是贤弟。
A salted land will.
因为他没有改变。
will continue to be a salted land.
因为它圣灵不够充满。
Because it will not transform. Because there is no renewal of Holy Spirit, and therefore it will remain the same.
可是我们不一样，我们已经被圣灵所充满。
Because we're different because we have already been reformed by the Holy Spirit.
心啊，一定要更新。
Therefore, our heart needs to be renewed.
我们就能够增进人际之间关系的和谐。
And then we will improve the harmony of the between interpersonal relationships.
就会像以撒一样，我们就可以退让。
Just like Isaac, that we are willing to yield.
退让柔和不是软弱。
To yield, to be gentle, that is not a weakness.
而是很坚强的。
But rather, it is strength.
因为在他里边有圣灵的同在。
Because in his heart there is an abundance of Holy Spirit.
圣灵让他坚强起来。
The Holy Spirit strengthened the person.
圣灵赏赐给他力量。
And given the strength.
有办法去克服这些不公平的待遇。
To overcome these inequality.
有办法去克服这种被欺负的情绪。
And to overcome that situation.
有办法去克服这种不满的情绪。
And to overcome that unhappiness.
来改变我们自己。
To transform us.
领受到从神那边很多的福气。
And to receive many blessings from God.
我们就要披上喜乐的外袍。
Then we will be robed with happiness.
啊，再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
518首。
518.